I'm a recovered alcoholic, an abstinent food addict, and a solvent debtor. I have done the steps according to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous with the help of a loving God and a loving sponsor. I have made my amends, and I'm living in steps 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability. I'm grateful to be here today and to be talking on step 10 because the way I feel about it is that any step can be misunderstood or misinterpreted, especially when you're resistant to it, to doing the work that's required in the first place, just like I have been. But step 10 says, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And this step frequently gets confused with step 11, the nightly review. But the thing with step 10 is that I don't have to wait until nighttime. If I feel that I have said something wrong or done something wrong at any time during the day or whenever I feel that, I can just stop and do the 10th step right on the spot. That's what it's all about. And take care of whatever amends or anything that I could take care of right then and there before it becomes worse or it becomes a resentment. I now, talking about today, have experience with this step, but it's still iffy. You know, I still like to slide. There's that game called Chutes and Ladders where you slide all the way down. I still like to slide all the way down. But prior to doing real step work, I was confused. I thought that it was other people's inventories that I had to take. I thought that judging them was the right thing to do. And when they were wrong, of course, I was expecting them to apologize to me. But it takes time to learn about proper behaviors. Now, my father tried. My father was on my case all the time. My mother was on my case all the time. You know, my husband was on, he tried too. And nice people like you have tried to correct my behavior, but it was not until I did a real, and I'm talking about R-E-A-L, a real four step, that I was able to admit that axiom, that when something is disturbing me, it's because something is wrong. I'm the cause, not the other person. And I know somebody here who has a sticker in their car that said, it's not the other person, it's always me. You know, but becoming serious about recovery has made a big difference in my life because I have spent a lot of time watching myself like a hawk since I've done this program. And allowing the changes to take place in my life as they should, you know, slowly but surely. Taking careful notes. And I've got what I call here a spiritual journey and journal. And I do take careful notes. I do, because I am after that spiritual experience. And I know that if I don't take care of myself, that if I don't watch myself like a hawk, that I could easily just go down that chute, you know, so easy. So I'm taking careful notes on when, where, and why my negative behaviors rear up. Like the first page here, or one of the pages here, I've got all like the little defects that I got out of my fourth step. You know, I just wrote them all down. Self-sabotage, anger, immaturity, unkind, unloving, intolerant, untrusting. You know, the list, it goes on and on and on. You know, I could look at all that. And when these crop up, I could ask myself, you know, why is this going on? You know, am I afraid? Is there something else going on in my life so that I can make the changes? And so I could ask God to remove them, to remove my defects and objectionable behaviors, and so I could check my motives, because, you know, my goal is to be a better person. As a result of doing this, these spiritual journeys and taking the spiritual journal and doing these steps, I've had some real powerful fundamental changes in the way I think, the way I feel, the way I behave, my behavior, and the way I believe. That has been one of the biggest differences in my life. You know, I now have a relationship with the God of my understanding, which would not have been possible if I had not done these steps, or if I had not used these simple set of tools that are provided for me to use to learn how to simply live a peaceful and better way of life, to recover from alcoholism, from food addiction, from debting and spending, and to try and to help others. Because that is a beautiful, big goal. And without working on myself, I would not have, and without recognizing what I had or was like with my fourth step, this is not my fourth step, this is a spiritual journal. And because of my understanding of the work and what I have done, I've got fewer collisions with fewer misunderstandings. I have healthier relationships with others. And because I pause and try to work on daily discipline, which is requested of me in step 10, I feel I'm living a better, fuller, healthier, happier life. In step 1, when I first came into this program years and years ago, I was full of self-pity. I was definitely the problem. I was powerless over my alcoholism, my food addiction, my debting and spending. And worst of all, I didn't have a connection with a higher power. So, slowly but surely, by the time I reached step 10, I become now willing to let go and let God handle my life. And because of that, I feel like a new sense of power has been renewed in me. I feel I want to go deeper and to maintain a spiritual condition. I feel I want to grow in understanding and effectiveness and grow my spiritual program. And that's why I come here, and that's why I do these steps, and I hang around with you people that are the winners, that are doing the right thing, because I'm so easily to go on the wrong side of the tracks. So I need to keep strength that you provide, and I also need to keep that open mind. So I'd like to turn now to page 84 and read those promises that that begin with, and we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. You know, I was a fighter. I was a resistant fighter. I want to jump in and argue and do things that are, you know, politically incorrect and stuff, you know. So I had to really learn to cease fighting everyone and everything, including alcohol. So for by this time, sanity will have returned. You know, I lost my sanity before I came in here. I was doing some crazy, insane things. My behavior was insane, and I thought it was okay. I thought all that behavior was just me, you know. And like I said, my parents tried to change me, my friends, my husband, nobody could put the reins on me because I was really in that insane thing. And we will seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recoil from it as from a hot flame. We will react sanely and normally, and we will find that this has happened automatically. Now, I used to, like, say often, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to spend all this money on Christmas, let's say, for instance, and I'm not going to eat all that food at the Christmas party or something like that. And all that would just go right down the drain because I would definitely forget. I had this little brain that was an instant forgetter. I would forget my issues. I would forget my promises. I forget if I said anything nice to you. I would forget it. When it came to food, drinking, and spending, no, there was no way I was sane in all those things. And it says that we will see that our new attitude towards liquor has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. It just comes that the fact that I don't have to go off the wagon and go on the water wagon on and off and back on again and stuff like that. I don't have to do this anymore. I'm not fighting it. And it says that is the miracle of it. That is the miracle. Step 10. And the way we change because we work on it, it is a miracle. And we feel as though we have been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. I like that feeling. I like it when I cease fighting anyone or anything. I feel like I'm in a neutral spot. And sometimes people say, well, I don't want to be like the rug or you know, being stepped on and stuff like that. But it doesn't feel like that at all. It just feels like peace, serenity. And that's a different feeling from feeling like you're being stepped on and being mistreated. We have not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. I didn't have to remove it. One day, I just woke up, and I didn't have to think about alcohol anymore. And that was a blessing. That was a true, wonderful blessing. And I didn't have to wake up and think about those sugary treats and stuff that come about during this time of year, because I don't do those anymore. And I don't have to go crazy spending Christmas money because I got a budget, I got a plan. I plan my food, I plan my budget, and I plan my day with God's help. You know, it does not exist for us. We're neither cocky nor are we afraid. This is our experience. This is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. And that's my goal, is just to keep in fit spiritual condition. And so I do little programs like this, you know, the spiritual journal. And well, some of you guys don't know Dan, but he used to be in our program and he passed away. He was the one that that got me hooked on this spiritual journey with the 40 days of just watching myself like a hawk. And then I did the 30 days that's called The New Life. And then I do the Emmett Fox. Some of you guys may have heard of him. Emmett Fox has a 7-day thing where you just do it for 7 days and you watch yourself like a hawk. But if you make a mistake, you have to go back to day one. So you have to try and do this for 7 days. And if your attitude gets badder, go back to day one. So if you could do this for 7 days straight, you are a miracle. You're a miracle worker. But, you know, it's fun. It's fun to do these things, and it's just fun to watch myself like a hawk and do these things because I do learn. And then also when I do this, I do the prayer and meditation, too, that moves on to with step 11. But, you know, what it is that I hope that what I've said in anything today about step 10, I hope that these words convince you to continue on your spiritual journey. And if you're reading, you know, this is not the easy part. You know, you read and you read and you read and you think you've read it all and there's still more to learn. There's still more to do. And if you're writing, you're writing, and you're writing, and you're writing, and there's still more to learn, and there's still more to write, and there's still more to do. But the miracles do happen, and you don't want to quit before the miracle happens, because working with others is such a beautiful blessing. I mean, when you could take somebody through these steps and know that they have worked on them and will work on them on their own afterwards, because, you know, that's the main thing, is to know that you could work on these on your own, and that we will always be here to help you, to encourage you, to guide you as needed. But I tell you, I am really, just really blessed to be in this program. I'm blessed to be part of this Big Book Step Study program. And if I misunderstand or if I misinterpret anything, that there's always that chance to go back and redo and redo until I get it right. I want to thank you all very much, and have a beautiful Sunday.
Thanks, Camille. Okay, thanks, Camille. If you are new to this meeting, please listen carefully. This type of meeting is highly structured. In order to speak at this meeting, you must have completed a fourth step as it is laid out in the Big Book, with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor, and currently be practicing steps 9, 10, 11, and 12. If you haven't done the steps this way or are not sure, please pass and check with the chairperson after the meeting. If you have done these steps as they are laid out in the Big Book, please share your experience with us. If you haven't, we ask that you be open-minded enough to listen. If you have a question pertaining to the step, please feel free to ask someone after the meeting. Group Conscience has voted a 5-minute limit on individual comments. And I believe we'll start introductions with you.
My name is Anne, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Anne.
Nice, Steve. I'm an alcoholic, an addict, and a binge eater.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, everybody. My name is Barry. I'm an alcoholic.
Barry. Hi, Barry.
And I think good steps to be written in the book with the help of God, another man. I'm working on step 9. Practicing 10 or 11 as well to the best of my willingness. Thank you. Feeling great. Bring joy to my heart. Sweets and laughs. And then Fox, looking at myself, I mean, it's like impossible. You've done that, you are like sitting there next to God, wearing some sort of like halo or something like that. But it's like you said, it's fun. It wasn't fun when I did it, though. I wanted to do it, I thought I could do that. I wasn't able to do that. But what I have found out, and what you said, and what the literature says, and the directions tell us to do, and the key to this is like the directions. There's so many directions in here as well, the promises. Simple, but not easy. The price has to be paid. Deflation of the ego. And it also tells us that we have a daily reprieve as a result of doing this, so it helps us to get through that day. But we simply have one day at a time. And for me, I wish some days I had more than 24 hours to get through the day, because then I wouldn't have to go to bed the way I go to bed when I haven't done this. I haven't been able to get rid of any, some anger in my life. And talk about, you know, if I go to bed mad at the taxi cab driver in New York City when I lived there, you know, who do I wake up with first thing in the morning in bed with me is the taxi cab driver. Not a good thing. So the directions and the idea of practicing this and the idea of when I move away from it. Alcohol is a subtle foe. So the idea for this, for me, is sometimes I've explained it to the guys that I work with. It's like, this step is like an algebraic equation. Right? X is the unknown, and God is the constant. I'm the unknown. God is always there. It's me that varies, the variable. Right? I move out of the situation, try to blame it someplace else, shift my anger, right? Not to look at it, not to be brave enough, right? And to vigorously look at this thing. Camille, you mentioned all these defects that you have written down there. For me, I realized that in my fist that there were so many of them. But what I also realized is the defects of character that are noted in the book, selfishness, self-seeking, dishonest, and fear, can be applied into just about any defect I can come up with. I don't think I can come up with anyone that doesn't fit into those four words someplace. And for me, that's the part of this that makes it simple. But when I write, where was I dishonest, selfish, or self-seeking, or fearful? Then it becomes a little more involved, and that's when I'm asking God for help. The literature says, what do we have to do? Trust God, clean house, and have willingness, honesty, and an open mind. Those are the essentials of what I felt. For me, that's what I try to do, to the best of my willingness, because I'm not always falling. Well, thanks a lot. Great to be here.
Glad you're here.
Good to see everybody here today. I've done this work as it's laid out in the big book, Working Help with Higher Ideas.